So today we're reading, continuing Lord Chaitanya's travels to the holy places. This is the Madhya Lila, chapter 9. And we're reading 278 and 279. And 279 is on the board, so I'll just read 278. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke the pride of the Tattvavadis to pieces. He then went to the holy place known as Palgu Tirtha, text 279. Translation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, next went to Tritakupa, after seeing the Vishala deity there, he went to the holy place known as Panchapsara Tirtha. Srila Prabhupada purport. The apsaras, denizens of the heavenly planets, are generally known as dancing girls. The girls in the heavenly planets are exquisitely beautiful, and if a woman on earth is found to be very beautiful, she is compared to the apsaras. There were five apsaras named Lata, Budbuda. Budbuda means bubbles. One translation. She has a nice name. Names are far out. In Philippines, it's very common that every single person has a nickname. You know, they have all cute nicknames. Even the prime minister, he has a silly nickname. Very sweet culture they have there. Next one, Samichi, Sodabeyi, and Vana. These are the five apsaras. It is said that these five beautiful dancing girls were sent by Indra to break the severe austerity of a saintly person called a Chuta Rishi. This action was typical of Indra, the king of heaven. Whenever Indra discovered someone undergoing severe austerities, he would begin to fear for his post. Indra was always anxious about his position, fearing that if someone became more powerful than he was, he would lose his elevated position. Thus, as soon as he would see a saint undergoing severe austerities, he would send dancing girls to distract him. Even the great saint Vishvamitra Muni fell victim to his plan. When the five apsaras went to break Achyuta Rishi's meditation, they were all chastised and cursed by the saint. As a result, the girls turned into crocodiles in a lake that came to be known as Panchapsara. Lord Ramachandra also visited this place. From Sri Narada Muni's narration, it is understood that when Arjuna went to visit the holy places, he learned about the condemnation of the five apsaras. He delivered them from their abominable condition, and from that day, the lake known as Panchapsara became a place of pilgrimage. Oh, end of purport. Tritakupa Vishalara Karidarashan Panchapsara Tirtha Oile Shochira Nandan. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksusun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gudan Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Bitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakambitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindabaneswari Brisabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakopa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Bacha Patitanam Pabanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, apsaras. So the one thing that stands out in this purport, Indra is afraid. He's in anxiety. Abrava, Abrahma, Bhuvana, Loka. Puna Janma. Puna Janma. Everyone wants to be happy and enjoy sensual happiness to the fullest extent. This is the meaning of the material world. But there is no enjoyment in the material world. It is simply an illusion. And Krishna speaks this one verse. You go to the highest planet, down to the lowest planet, all are places of repeated birth and death. So Indra, he has the greatest post practically. He's the king of heaven. He's the biggest enjoyer in the material universe. And his planet is full of apsaras, dancing girls, celestial girls. And they enjoy very elevated sex life in the heavenly planets. But after all, if you have sex as a human, demigod or dog, it is all just sex life. So the whole of material creation is wandering on this one principle of sexual enjoyment. And Indra, he is king of heaven, the supreme enjoyer of this world, but still he is frightened. And what's his fear? That he'll lose his post. They have to come back to the material world. Back to this earthly planet, sorry. Or at least lose his position as the king of heaven. Just like a businessman, he's very envious. If someone starts selling the same product, then he's very worried. He has to try to undercut or make some propaganda. This is the material world full of envy, you see. So people do all sorts of horrible things to protect their position. They break dharma. They break decent human values, religious principles, decency, humanity. Do anything just for profit. So we see this envy and trying to protect one's position is also apparent in the heavenly realm where Indra lives. They're also envious. They're also lusty. They're also selfish. Even though they are also devotees, Akama devotees. So this principle of defense, defending protection is not the correct attitude that one should actually surrender to the will of God. So in spiritual circles also there is envy. So Indra is sending these apsaras, these beautiful dancing girls, to these sages. And sometimes he's successful, and sometimes, like this Atreya Rishi, he's not successful. One time, Krishna appeared as a great rishi named Nara Narayan, and he was meditating in these Himalayas. So Indra sent Cupid to attack Nara Narayan Rishi. And Cupid came with all these beautiful girls, and he made the season beautiful, birds and the smell of flowers and jasmine. And Narayan Rishi is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God. He's Krishna. So he just laughed. He didn't get angry. And he said, "You're all foolish." And he He said, just see my opulence, see my power. And he brought all these beautiful girls just manifest. And they were so much more beautiful than the apsaras that Indra had, that they all became embarrassed. And they were amazed that Krishna is so opulent. Material lust, there's no material lust in the spiritual world, you see. So Krishna cannot be affected or attracted by any material thing. This is the transcendental platform. So we see the difference, Lord Shiva to Narinarayan Rishi. When Cupid came to Lord Shiva, Shiva didn't manifest all these beautiful girls and he was in a pleasant mood. No, he got angry. And from his eye, third eye, he burnt Cupid into ashes. See the difference. And another another time, Krishna manifests his form as Mohini Murti to bewilder all the demons and the demigods who are arguing. So if Krishna wants to become a female form, his form will be more beautiful than any other female form in the universe. So he appeared as Mohini Murti and bewildered the demons and the demigods. They all were like, overcome with attraction. So he was able to trick them. And Lord Shiva, he wasn't there at the time, but he heard about this form of Mohini Murti. So he wanted to see. He'd never seen this special incarnation of Krishna. So he wanted to see it. So one day he was sitting there, having darshan of the Lord, and asked if he could see this form. And the Lord told him, better you don't see it. Don't worry about it. Just forget about it. He said, no, I want to see. I want to see. So the Lord disappeared, and then this beautiful girl was playing in the forest, playing with a ball. And Lord Shiva is the greatest of yogis. He cannot fall down to material lust. But when he saw Mohini Murti, he chased after her. He was completely bewildered. And in that pastime, eventually, he's chasing, but he was so overcome with lust, he passed semen and finished. Prabhupada says, as soon as you pass semen, lust immediately leaves. So material life is like that. No matter how much enjoyment is there, it is only temporary, insufficient, and unsatisfying, and such forth. And where when Lord Shiva was running after Mohini Murti, the sages were looking, they were surprised. Even Lord Shiva can become bewildered. We better get even more serious. So this is the test of life, because this world is madan. It's full of attraction to sex life, and this is the great test. Everyone wants to be a devotee, everyone wants to be an enlightened person, great brahmachari, great devotee. So we have to be able to overcome this test. Yadavadi mama chaita krishna padada vinde nava nava rasa damadatantam rantim asid tadavadi nadi sangamana smaryamane bhavati mukha sustu nistivinam something. So this is practically our maha mantra for material lust and sex attraction. Prabhupada mentions it right in the second or third chapter of Bhagavad Gita in one purport. And it's a beautiful prayer by one king who says that since I have been engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, nava nava rasa, I'm tasting such nectar, ever fresh nectar. So when I remember sex life, I spit in disgust. So he was a king, he was enjoying all sorts of enjoyment. But when he took to Krishna consciousness, he got such a taste. Param drisva nivatate raso pyasya. He got so much taste that when he remembered sex life, he was like that. Keep forgetting what I have to say. So, another rasa. So this higher taste is what we're after. Excuse me, I've forgotten my train of thought. I to. So in one famous class, Prabhupada talked about the difference between the Vaishnavas. The pure Vaishnavas are also transcendental. And he said, Shiva once fell down with Parvati. Parvati. Shiva was sitting in meditation, and Parvati approached him, and he got married to Parvati. And similarly, Lord Brahma, he also had very serious miscalculation and fell down. But Haridas Thakur, he did not, because he was on the transcendental platform. In this class, Prabhupada says, the pure Vaishnava is greater than the Shiva and Brahma. This is the purport. Oh, such an exalted status. So the whole idea is, just like Indra is sending the apsaras, then sometimes wicked men for some reason, they send prostitutes to sadhus to attract them and ruin their reputation. So this Ramachandra Khan, he sent one prostitute to Haridas Thakur, hoping to ruin him, ruin his spiritual life. And Haridas Thakur, this beautiful woman came to him in the dead of night. She said, please enjoy with me, you're such a handsome young man. He said, yes, you just sit there, I have to finish my japa. So Haridas Thakur, he chants 24 hours a day. He doesn't sleep. So she got tired and went off and came back again. He said, yes, I just have to finish my japa. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So like this. So eventually, her heart became transformed and she became a devotee by hearing the holy name and sitting next to the sadhu like this. So he's so advanced, so wonderful on the spiritual platform. Other great Vaishnavas, another example is Biva Mangal Thakur. He was a great Vaishnava. Actually, he was studying logic and Vedanta, and then he came to the path of Krishna consciousness. But he became attracted to a woman during his journey, his path of bhakti yoga. And he cut out his eyes, right? Because he was so wanted to be Krishna conscious, he blinded himself so that he would never again be attracted to a woman. Yeah, I'm just summarizing it, making a short version. I'm trying to get to the point, to the main point. So imagine how Krishna conscious, how much determination is needed to be Krishna conscious. Very fascinating. Yeah, that's a good point. First of all, he was a sense enjoyer, and his Shiksha Guru, his Vatma Pradashika Guru, was a prostitute, because he begged her to come and... Oh, he went to see her in this storm, in the middle of the night, climbed over trees, crossed rivers, ran into her room, and she was like, you've come in this weather? He said, if you had so much desire for Krishna, then your life would be worthwhile. And he became so ashamed and took to the path of Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Then on the way, he saw another woman and again attracted. Then he burnt out his eyes. It's because he made the same mistake. So like that, we're making the same mistake over and over again. We're also in the same category, conditioned soul. But what is our hope? What is our hope? That we're going to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy and we're going to gradually become free. Now, do you think Indra needs to send apsaras to us? We just go to London, right? He doesn't need. So we're dependent on Lord Chaitanya's mercy, actually. Kala kaliya balina indriya vaidi vaga Sri bhakti magiha kantaka koti rudha Haha koyami vikala kimaham karomi Chaitanya chandra nadiyacha kripam karosi. That now it is Kali Yuga, the senses are balina, they're very strong. And Bhakti Marg, the path of Bhakti, is filled with countless thorns. So difficult. Where should I go? What should I do? Our only hope is to serve the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Serve his order. And his order is twofold: to spread Krishna consciousness and to chant Hare Krishna and practice Shravanam Kirtana. So you see in the first canto of the first chapter of the fifth canto, there is a story of Priyavrata Maharaj. And he was so advanced, Priyavrata Maharaj, he was living in the forest with Narada Muni and Swayambhuva Manu, and they were all engaged in bhakti yoga, thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna constantly. But his father asked him, please, you get married and run the kingdom. This is what I need. This is what you need to do. And he wouldn't do it. He was afraid of forgetting Krishna. So Lord Brahma had to come on his swan carrier from the highest planet and came down and said to him, you got to do this. You have to follow the order. And in the purport, Prabhupada's talking about following the order of Krishna in the midst of material enjoyment is going to protect you. So Maharaj Priyavrata accepted so much material enjoyment. He was totally in love with his wife. And at the same time, this inspiration of sense enjoyment was able to inspire him to run the universe or run the earth planet with in the principles of religion and spirituality that the Lord himself wanted. So this is another angle of vision where you need to act in this material world. Actually, a wife is necessary. Wife is necessary because the wife is considered like a fortress to protect you. Because if you have no wife at home, then you will always be running around looking at other women and trying to, you get disturbed by material enjoyment. But the wife, she kind of neutralizes and protects you from all of that unnecessary contemplation. So we see these two sides of this issue. So let me just. So the apsaras, they play a role. They are very important. And when Naranarayan Rishi created all them beautiful women that put the demigods to shame, he asked them, you can choose one of these, take them with you back to the heavenly planets. So they chose Urvasi, and she went off with them, and she became the ornament of the heavenly planets, the most beautiful woman in the heavenly planets. And there's some story of some apsara coming to Arjuna, but Arjuna said, no, my father is Indra, so I cannot enjoy with you. So we have a very hard job to do, but if we depend on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and carry out his order, then we will get the necessary protection and mercy. And the other side is that we have to hear the pastimes of Krishna. Bikriditam braja badubiritam ca Vishnu shudanvitan nushvani adatavane adya bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam ridrogam ridrogam ashvanati apinihota dira dira. This dira word is amazing. It's in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna must say it about 15 times. Dira, dira, dira. Dehino smin yata dehe. If you're dira, you're not afraid of death. Sober. So this is the platform that we're trying to reach. And sometimes we may be successful. Sometimes we may be complete failures. Actually, Kali Yuga means we're all failing. But sometimes, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, we get success. And when we get success, we're dancing in the kirtan. We're looking at the deity, feeling so wonderful, seeing the beauty of Radha Gokula Nanda. So when this success comes, this is Krishna's mercy. Don't think it's anything else. So this success you have to build on, and you have to share that success with others, and spread the chanting of Hare Krishna to others so they can also taste this success, this victory over Maya. There's a famous verse in the Kamadinam, I don't know it, but it's this devotee said, now I've gained victory over my senses. There's no danger in this material world. I can go anywhere. Previously, you have to be married, and stay in your fortress, do all your duties. But once the lust is clear from the heart, you can take sannyas, go anywhere, no danger, because there's no lust in your heart. When there's lust in the heart, it's very dangerous, this world. So that's why we have those stages. Prabhupada once said, if you have illicit sex before you're 17, your life is ruined. So according to that calculation, most of us, our life is ruined. So we're only hoping that in our next life we can take birth in a good situation, that we don't have such nasty things. But this society is so nasty. They're having illicit sex when they're 12, 13, and they're pregnant by 15, and no husband, no father, all problems are there. And they look beautiful when they're 15, and as soon as they're 19, they're already finished, dried up, all the drugs and everything like that. We have to be careful. Horrible world. So we have to help them, you see, by spreading Krishna consciousness. This is their only hope. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Please forgive my mistakes. Any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Antaranga Prabhu. Apsaras.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for the graphic representation of how lust functions. I think it's very healthy for devotees to discuss these topics. My question is, when we read Chaitanya Bhagavat, for instance, we can see some changes in the heart of, for instance, Indra. There's a section describing that Indra was crying profusely from all his eyes on his body, and he was rolling in the dust in the courtyard of Jagannath Mishra. And then we can also see, as you mentioned, the fall down of Brahma. When he took partial incarnation as Haridas Thakur, it was a different person. So my question is, after the advent of Lord Chaitanya, does it mean that these great demigods, these great personalities, was there some Sankirtan change of heart? Was there some Harinam change of heart in the moods of these demigods? Because Vrindavan Das Thakur vividly describes that how these demigods, they actually participated in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So does it mean now that heavenly situation is slightly different? Or how we can understand this?
Definitely they're getting some special extra mercy from Lord Chaitanya. But nothing changes in the material world. Indra is... I forgot that pastime. He got cursed to have, all over his body. And then he got cursed, then it changed into eyes. So, of course, the demigods aren't stupid when they see the Mahaprabhu. Actually, when Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were walking through Navadvip, the demigods got so confused. They thought, we're in the earth planet looking at the heavenly planets. The demigods were confused. So, one interesting thing is, like you mentioned, that they got free from their curses, or they were able to overcome offenses and get a new star or fresh mercy, something. So you see, even Arjuna was able to deliver these five apsaras. So, we see that a lot in Krishna's pastimes, that people make real mistakes. And they get cursed to be alligator or a tree. And then they get delivered. So we may make mistakes. And like we've been forced to take birth in Kali Yuga, but at least we got the human form of life. And actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so far out that the great sages from other yugas want to take birth. The demigods want to take birth in Kali Yuga. Because here you can get free from all of this material enjoyment. See, the whole thing is the material enjoyment in the heart. Once you get free from that, then you can ride above all the heavenly planets, which are full of amazing enjoyment. But when that enjoyment runs out, Brahma Bhuvanaloka, what is that? Vishanti. You have to fall down, and it's so horrible leaving the heavenly planets, come and take birth in Dunstable. Right? It's so horrible having to come back to this earth. But that's the situation. So now you're here. Don't harbor any desires to go to the heavenly planets or be a mystic yogi. Just surrender to Lord Chaitanya and chant this Hare Krishna mantra. Kale dosanid hei rajhan astyeko mahadgunat kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangam parambrajet. This Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. It's the worst age. But there's one good quality. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna, one can go back to Godhead. Indra may or may not go back to Godhead. But if you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will go back to Godhead. So, yes, let's take birth in Kali Yuga and become devotees of Lord Chaitanya. This is our best hope. There's never been a hope such an avatar as this. Savior of the most fallen, ocean of mercy, kinder than millions of mothers. And Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Pradeep, when we are on Sankirtan, let's say it's doing book distribution, we meet different people, right? So it may so happen that at some point of time, we may be affected by lust during service. So what should be done at that time? I've heard different answers to this. Some devotees say that we should continue to do the service. Some say that we should not go so often if we are affected by that. So just want to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah. No, you go out. Don't worry about it. Lord Chaitanya will make up for. Krishna even says, what is that? I protect what they have. Satatam kirtayanto mam. I protect you. So as long as you sincere and you stay with devotee, you know, don't go out on your own. Always be with the devotee. Then next morning program, you'll be fired up again. And you just keep going. And then you go to India. In India, it's a lot easier to be peaceful because all the women are wearing saris. So it's very nice. If in London all these women wore saris, it would be a lot easier. Is this a chauvinistic class today? I mean, it's the same, you know, is it bad? I'm talking to everyone, you know. But anyway, what to do? This is the Shastra.
And is there any Prabhupada's quote in this regard, that what should be done in this? I did not come across any such asking.
I don't know. Hare Krishna. Yeah, you can just stop men. Don't stop ladies on the street. You do Sankirtan on the street?
That's one more opinion I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you see Sankirtan devotees, they just stop the girls because they're the easiest ones to stop. And then they wonder why they have problems, right? Yeah. They don't give any money, though. Prayojan Prabhu? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
I remember when we were on the Isle of Wight distributing books, actually, and it's probably the worst place, you know, it's a holiday place. They're all pretty well scantily dressed in the summer. And
But Isle of Wight is nothing. Go to Copacabana Beach in Brazil.
Yeah. Well, actually, but we were in the town there, and the one thing that was very noticeable, I was told that we should at least just try and distribute books, whoever they are. You know, try not to discriminate. But I remember certainly on a particular occasion that I approached this lady and... she was definitely, you could say, very, very attractive. And I remember when I started to talk about the books, then all of a sudden, it didn't matter. Somehow I felt protected. And all of a sudden, that attraction disappeared.
Yeah, very good.
It was an interesting effect. Yeah. Just you start to talk about the books and what's in them.
Yeah, that's the power of it.
I felt protected.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, so you have a question?
Yeah. Are there any stories in the past times where a woman's been tricked with lust? Can you recall? I'm curious.
Yes, there is. Can you think of one? Oh, there is one. Yes, there was this prostitute, her name was Pingala. And she was working one night, and she liked her work. So she was waiting, and all the men were coming, and she was, now this one will help me, this one will, I can enjoy and make some money, like this. So the whole night passed, she didn't get any customers. So in her heart, she began to lament and pray to Krishna, and she became a great devotee, actually. And she quoted one very nice verse. She spoke one nice prayer. She says, attachment to material desires is the greatest unhappiness, and detachment from material desires is the greatest happiness. So she was one. And then Kubja was there. She wanted to enjoy with Krishna. And so Krishna went to see her, because she was a great devotee, so he went to see her. But as soon as she touched his lotus feet, all her lust disappeared from her heart, and she became a pure devotee. So the touch of Krishna consciousness, this is what Krishna consciousness does. It purifies lust, which is what's in all of our hearts, and that's why we're in the material world. So men, women, this philosophy is the same for all of us. But, it just seems a bit chauvinistic sometimes from our point of view. But that's the way it is.
Thanks.
Okay. I got through it. Thank you so much. Apsaras. No, that's only on Sunday. Mm. 8:45 it says. Anyway, I'm not a scholar. TK. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki. Oh. Huh?
It's enough time, nobody speaks anyway. I was just wondering, all these notions of, like Lord Brahma, he kind of fell down.
Yeah.
But the way he was attracted is a strange thing, which I always question, like, because his daughter, Vak, I think, she took the form of she-deer, and then he was attracted, and he took form of deer. Very strange, like, or Sobari Muni, attracted by fishes. And yesterday we mentioned also when Pandu killed the deer, also the same.
Yeah.
You know, it was two deer. So if you're attracted to animals, it's kind of sick mentality, you know. I'm just wondering, like, how is that possible at all? Like deer, you know, like, many cases, quite few in Bhagavatam, like, you get attracted to animals, even Brahma. I don't know, you comment on it? I mean, I just don't understand.
I guess you have to broaden your imagination a bit like that and see it. It's not quite apparent what's going on there. Yeah, it's more to it. I mean, it's, Prabhupada said, don't think this material world, the animals, they're also the birds in the trees, the mosquito, Every living entity is thinking of one sex life. This is what's driving everything. Don't think the animals are free. They're all doing it as well. They're all, where is it, where is it?
Huh? Same species. Yeah, like, that's normal.
Yeah. But Sobri Muni, he thought of women when he saw the two fish. Then he went and got married. He didn't marry a fish. Okay, well, look, we should change the subject.
Of course, change the subject.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jai Shri Krishna, Sundara Gopal, the most beautiful personality in the universe. May you bless us with his mercy so that we can get free from this horrible material world. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.